Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four House Podcast.
You're Jacob, I'm Lucas. Nobody calls us Jake or Luke.
Jake or Luke reminds me so much of just a Midwest person, like beefy.
Oh, I kind of like the name Luke. Now, I remember being a little kid and some people at school would say, can I call you Luke as a nickname? I'd actually get so funny because I'd be like, that doesn't fit me even kind of. I'd actually like, it just irked me. But now I'm like, Luke? Maybe that's like the new me.
Same. Jakey stuff fun to me so much too.
I also used to get so embarrassed if people found out my middle name was Alan. Because I'm like, that is disgusting.
Oh my gosh. I remember I was embarrassed of my middle name because it was our dad's first name.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought that was embarrassing.
I thought it was embarrassing how I had the same middle name as dad. Why are we so hateful towards dad as kids?
I don't get it.
Okay, but this podcast, we are, for this episode, we're becoming a true crime podcast. Jacob has recently been listening. What? You've been listening to true crime.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys, so I tried listening to a bunch of crime podcasts, but they were talking about their life. And I know this sounds so hypocritical because this whole podcast is just us rambling, but I got annoyed because I was like, I'm not listening for you. I'm listening for the crime. So if
but
you,
aren't there some true life, true crime podcasts that are, they're about the crime, but also about the personality, like, because they're so funny?
Yeah, there is. But if you guys want one that's strictly crime junkie, it just is, like, it's so serious, but it's, I like it.
Oh my God. So for this episode, should we low-key take on that and be like, we're not even going to talk about anything besides the crime, because we know that's all you're listening for.
Oh, like, not even, none of our personalities.
We are going to be discussing the iconic, scandalous crime from the early 2000s, the Bling Ring, where a string of teenagers robbed A-list celebrities, the wealthy of the Hollywood, and got away with it for quite some time.
And this is what started everyone becoming hungry for the money. People have always been hungry for the money. Think of the gold rush. But ever since this happened, it wasn't hungry for the money. It was hungry for the luxury goods that no one could afford except the top 1%.
It was a cultural reset. But before we get into this, we have to explain a few things. First of all, I just have to briefly mention, somebody DM'd me on Instagram, didn't say anything. All it was a link to an article about how there's a new balding medicine coming out. Like, that's a new level where, like, I'm just openly balding that people are DMing me cures.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about that too, because I uploaded a video like a week ago, didn't mention balding, but someone put in the comments, by the way, if you want to stop balding, they said try Propecia and all this stuff.
Oh my God, you didn't even mention it in the video.
Yeah, and they said I tried it and it works great.
That'd be like being overweight and people commenting like, I know this video is about you reviewing cat products, but if you've ever wanted to lose a few pounds, here's some tips. It's like, I didn't ask. I can Google that my own time. But at the same time, I'm very thankful that person sent me this because I'm so excited. If this cream, in South Korea, they're developing a cream. It's not even a surgery. You put it on your hair. It stimulates stem cell growth or some shit. And it's making people's hair thicker. They went through the first human trials. I cannot wait to have the thickest hair. I already have the thickest body. Now I'm going to have the thickest hair. Hopefully within the next 4 years. If it comes out when I'm like 50, I'm going to be pissed.
But even when you're 50, just be like,
I could have had this in my 20s, you know? I could have been walking around with thick hair in my 20s, but now I'm 68. And yes, it's great, but I could have had it when I was 20.
Yeah, that would suck. Well, it's so they're just testing it out right now.
It's currently in human trials. So far, it doesn't seem like there's any adverse side effects, but who knows? Maybe it'll come out that it causes some horrible thing and it will all get, I don't know, but South Korea, we've already talked about, they're really ahead in the beauty industry. So I feel like they're going to get some shit done.
Oh, yeah. I doubted it. If, just a little update, if anyone cares, I started using a Korean sunscreen. Tell me what you guys think. It has UV filters. I think that's
what
you call them.
That aren't even approved in America, right?
Yeah, so these UV filters aren't approved in America, but I'm still using them because I just feel like Kalia is so ahead of us. But tell me, like, basically everything that I read said, it's totally fine. But tell me what you guys think. Is that wild?
I just listened to everything Dr. Dre, the dermatologist on YouTube, says. She's an actual dermatologist.
And she said it's fine, right?
She said, oh yeah, the South Korea just is way ahead of us with the UV filters. We need to get these approved here.
Yeah, I love the one that I use. It just, like, soaks in and, like, my skin's so clear.
And wasn't there just no white cast or anything? I want to try that. I have to try yours to see if I want... Didn't you get the Claire's?
Yeah, but, well... Yeah, so it doesn't have a white cast, but it's a chemical sunscreen, so I would assume it doesn't have a white cast.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't have a white cast.
But not even any
amazing
oilness or anything. But, oh my God, so before we get into this as well, sorry for one more interruption before we get into the Bling Ring juice, but acne, I feel like you have to play the song that someone remixed.
Oh, okay, so we haven't done this, like, right now, like, in the last few episodes, but we always... Well, there was like 3 weeks where we kept singing the songs that we make up in our head.
Yeah. Jacob, sing your rendition of it. This is a song that, when did it come to you?
I think there was like two choruses of songs that came a year ago from Christmas when
Christmas
you were visiting.
Christmas of 2018?
Yeah, I don't know.
There was a lot of inspiration floating in the air for you during that time.
Yeah, there was inspiration that, I don't know, I think I was meant to send these to Lana Del Rey, so... The song was Remember When We Used To Do Drugs.
Just sing it.
Okay. Oh, in the voice? I'll sing it in the voice because it makes it better. Remember when we used to do drugs? I always said not to do too much. And I said earlier, like, it doesn't go off anything in my life, but I feel like it would just relate to all the indie
people
out there.
Yeah, it's a fictional song. But somebody remixed it. And it's Loki a bop. What's her name? We have to give her a shout out.
Does
she want us to give her a shout out? Or is she like many of the people who send an email to say, please don't mention my
name? She's embarrassed to listen to the podcast, she said. I'm joking. Her name's Danny. Thanks so much. Or Danny. I'm just
assuming
Danny.
Put it up to
Danny.
The mic and show them the beauty.
Oh, wait. Should we? Let's promote her voice if you want to check it out. J-Bo-A-M-I. If you want to check out her voice.
J-Bell?
Yeah, like Bo. Like
B-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, just listen to that emotional sound.
You can already feel the vibes.
I also love the vintage. Get it close enough. Oh, you do. It's a beauty, you know what I mean? Like, that is... It really... Lana Del Rey should put this on her next album.
Yeah, and I love how she added...
Sorry, you're trying to X out of it, but you can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm, like, so behind with technology. I love how she added, like, I love it because in my mind, she said it was supposed to have a Lana Del Rey vibe, which it does, but I'm picturing this other superstar in the future. People have always said there's going to be hologram superstars. I feel like this would be her first song because... It reminds me of a robot.
Oh, yeah, all the weird harmonies and stuff.
Yeah, I love that, by the way. Thank you so much for making
it. You know
that.
What? It's going to be top 5 on iTunes soon. I know it. But, okay. So if you guys aren't aware, the Bling Ring.
Wait, can I bring up one thing? When I said beefy in the beginning, it reminded me of when my mom bought me khakis from Walmart when I was, like, in third grade. And I remember looking, and I think my sister made fun of me because it said beefy on it.
Oh, didn't it? It probably said husky.
Husky, that's what it said.
I remember that when Walmart used to have that.
Yeah, because I was like I was like I didn't actually care because I was in like third grade, but I just remember being like, husky, what does that mean?
I know, like anything where you're like different at that age would be also just for any age being like, I have to get the husk. Why husky? There's way better if they're gonna go there with the words, like you could just say like voluptuous,
not chubby, like
and then just, like, fluffy is better than husky.
Yeah.
Husky just... makes it seem like not only do you have, like, a little bit of extra baggage, but also, like, you're going to chew tobacco and, like, you're also just a rough person is what it makes me, sounds like.
Like, I feel like Walmart created that to lead kids to getting nowhere in life.
Only husky kids can relate.
Okay.
But, so the Bling Ring... was a string of robberies done by 7 teens who lived in and around Calabasas in 2008 and 2009. And what they did is they became infamous for robbing the houses of the rich and famous. Among their victims were Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, my personal friend, Adrina Patridge from The Hills. I had to say from The Hills because I don't know if everyone would know who Adrina Patridge was.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom and Megan
Katie
Fox.
Perry's husband.
By the way, we're going to do the thing that you hate when people do on these podcasts. I'd have to go into a different topic for a second. Megan Fox is dating Machine Gun Kelly. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. So I don't know. When I heard about this, I was mind boggled because, like, okay.
Did you watch the music video?
Yeah,
she's
I watched
so
it.
She's so hot. I love Megan Fox. I used to have posters of her on my wall as a teen, not only to come off as straight, but also because, like, she genuinely, like, I just love her.
I know, like, okay, so people like, oh, I feel like when you have that amount of beauty, you're just another level of
human. It
was
so weird because watching the music video, I felt like I was brought back to like 2008 because she looks
music.
Exactly the same. And also his music kind of gave off that vibe.
Yeah, his music gave off like The Killers or like the people from Mr. Brightside. Okay, yeah. But can I just say it or is it mean?
Just say it.
Like, the reason why I was surprised because she's such a beauty and he is just like, he's not ugly, but I just picture him to be with like a six pack.
I feel like she's having like a 33-year-old life crisis because like she has three kids. She's always been dating this older man. She's been dating him like her whole career. He's like older than her. So she never really got to like live a rebellious stage, I don't think. So I feel like now she's like, F the three kids, F the husband. Like, I'm going to go hang out with Machine Gun Kelly and like rap and do drugs.
Yeah, like I feel like I do understand it when you explain it because like, it's not even just Machine Gun Kelly. It's like he's a rapper. He has like this whole persona. Like he has beef with Eminem. Like there's like just like stuff happening.
But I actually, once I saw the music video, I then searched Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. And it came up with this interview of her ex-husband. Or I think they're still married. They're just separated. And he said he was like, oh yeah, she was filming a movie. And Machine Gun Kelly was in it. And they bonded a lot. And then she came back to the house or whatever and said like, oh, I sort of liked myself better when I wasn't around you. So I want to try that.
Wait, so he said that in the interview?
He said, like, they're so honest with each other. Like, they tell each other everything. She said, like, I have to be honest. Like, I love you and stuff. But, like, I just want to try out being single because I've never, you know what I mean?
I think that's awesome. So they're that honest with each other?
Yeah, but then it sounds like the beginning of a romantic comedy. She says, you know, I'm going to hang out with the rebellious guy. She forgets about her husband. And then Machine Gun Kelly, I don't even know anything about him, but I'm just going to pretend he's the rapper persona, like does drugs, parties, all this stuff.
Yeah.
6 months of that, she's like, I don't want this life anymore. Tries to go back to the ex-husband. He's already moved on. They'll never get back together. The end of the romantic comedy, except in the romantic comedy, like 3 years later, then they would get back together.
Oh, yeah. So it would be like unhappily ever after.
Yeah.
But so with this thing, the Machine Gun Kelly Megan Fox thing, do you think it's just a phase then?
I just started laughing because I just realized that I know nothing about Machine Gun Kelly, but I'm just pretending that he does drugs.
No,
I know nothing about him. When I say drugs, just know what I actually mean is just like crazy rapper lifestyle.
Yeah, so the thing that I know about him is that he has beef with Eminem and not to brag. We saw him at a restaurant in LA once.
Oh my god,
and he had a cigarette.
We already talked about this.
It
was a blunt.
Yeah, it was a blunt and
like
his
a joint.
Yeah,
being technical.
Yeah, and so like I feel like we're connected, so I feel like I can speak to him like a friend.
I know you said that he is like cute though.
No, okay. What I was just thinking was like, okay, I'm already gonna keep it in because I'm already saying this, but I was thinking like I want to delete that because that's mean. Because like he isn't ugly. Like I'm just saying like what I'm saying is like if I for some reason me and Megan Fox were together, like I was 30, I just wouldn't picture that because I'd picture her with like someone like just really muscular and six pack.
Yeah.
So like that's what I'm saying, guys.
Well, I hope everything is good with Megan. You know, just follow your heart, girl. I know you're listening to this. So anyway, back to the Bling Ring over there. Tirades through the Hollywood Hills and the mansions and celebrities' households. They stole up to an estimated $3 million worth of clothing and designer items.
Oh my, that's a lot of shit.
No, I'm just going to give you guys a little brief bio of each of the members. First of all, we have the alleged ringleader, Rachel Lee. Nick, there's this other guy in the Bling Ring, and he's done a lot of interviews and press, and he always said that she was the ringleader. She claims that she wasn't. But And also, like, the movie, The Bling Ring, they made her be the ringleader. Her name is Rachel Lee. She was expelled from Calabasas High. And before The Bling Ring got fully fledged on the ground, robbing millions of dollars, she got caught stealing $85 worth of stuff from Sephora. So just a warning, if you've ever stolen, cut it out, because it can start there. Then, you know what? You say, oh, it's fine stealing from Sephora. I'm going to steal a Twix candy bar from 7-Eleven. Next thing you know, you stole $3 million and you're in prison.
I feel like this makes sense with anything. Like, it starts out, okay, so a bad behavior that you view as bad. It starts out just, okay, I'm only going to do it once. But then when you get away with it, it's like,
like you're so scared that the first time at Sephora stealing, it goes smoothly. You get a rush and then you say, oh, next time I'm going to steal a set of brushes as well. And it keeps escalating until you're in prison.
Yeah. Or like if you had an obsession with clogging toilets in elementary school, do it once. No one notices. Do it again. Maybe your friend says, why'd you do that? The third time you fled the school, your parents have to pay $50,000.
And then you're an abuser who physically abuses people.
Later in life, yeah. Exactly.
One thing about Rachel Lee that a lot of media has alleged about her is she was obsessed with reality TV. She just was obsessed with the lifestyles of the rich and the famous. She knew every little detail about Lindsay Lohan's life, Paris Hilton's life. Like, she just was obsessed with the clout, money, and fame.
That's one thing that I do know about the Bling Ring is that's interesting, is that they were obsessed with, like, all of it, which makes sense why they did what they did.
The next probably most prominent member of the... Actually, maybe not, but I'm just going to say that. The next most prominent member of the Bling Ring was Nick Prugo. He also got expelled from Calabasas High. People described him as shy. Just so you guys know, all this is alleged, by the way.
Question.
We're not going to get sued, but can you imagine? We get effing sued for claiming that she's obsessed with reality TV when she's not.
I've heard people get sued for podcasts, and I'm like, how?
All of this is alleged. We said it.
By the way, when does something turn to alleged to real life? So if I got caught in a scandal of me robbing someone's house and it was all over the internet somehow, when would it turn to maybe alleged or whatever?
I guess once there's concrete evidence.
What
like right now,
be?
It's I can say for a fact that these people all went to prison, because that's true. They also got convicted of the crimes. Okay. But I guess for little details, you have to say alleged, because like it's not really real.
Yeah.
Like it's hearsay, you know?
Question number two. What's like their like income? Like, are they like middle class? Like lower middle class?
To be honest, I got all this info from Wikipedia. It didn't go into their class, but their income class. But they all went to Calabasas High. And from living in LA for like 6 years, Calabasas is like, maybe there's bad parts, but I'm pretty sure it's like upper middle class.
So you'd have to have like some money to live there.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
But like, you aren't like, maybe not loaded, but like, I'm sure there's like, I'm sure they were at least middle class, I'm guessing.
That makes sense.
Honestly, I don't really know though. So this is all just a lie, but. So he was described as shy. He bonded with the ringleader Rachel over fashion and their obsession with social media. He claims that he didn't want to rob the houses with Rachel and it was all her idea. But he didn't want to lose the friendship. That's going an extra mile to keep the friendship. Being like, yeah, I'll rob $3 million worth of stuff with you because I want to be friends with you.
He's dedicated. So during this time, was the only social media MySpace and Twitter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And
they
YouTube,
found out
I guess.
When to rob celebrities by social media, like seeing if they had a club appearance, if they were jetting. Like if Paris Hilton would tweet being like, going to Korea for a week, they would rob her house.
Oh, okay.
So the Bling Ring was originally just Rachel and Nick before they recruited the other members. And the first house they robbed together was actually a non-celebrity in Woodland Hills, which is a sister neighborhood to Calabasas. And they just found out this rich person was gone somehow. They robbed the house and they found $8,000 under the bed in cash.
I didn't know this part of the story.
And they spent the money the next day on Rodeo Drive and they finally got to live like a reality star for a day.
Yeah.
They took the $8,000. And then also before they robbed houses, in the beginning stages, they would also rob cars in fancy neighborhoods. Like they would check all the doors and see if they were unlocked. And a lot of people had the doors unlocked in these fancy neighborhoods and they would steal credit cards, cash, and they would take the credit cards to Melrose Avenue, to these really expensive boutique stores, these designer places. And they said they dressed nicely when they went to Rodeo Drive at Melrose Place, so nobody ever questioned them and asked, like, is this actually your credit card? Like, they just assumed, like, oh, these are some rich kids with mama's credit card, or they took daddy's credit card out for the day. They didn't even question them.
That's insane, because this also takes so much bravery.
I know.
Because, like, okay, so when I picture stealing cash, I picture it's less scary because, like, there's no tracking it. But if with credit cards, I feel like if they really wanted to, they could track where you bought stuff, then, like, they could find you maybe somehow.
I know. So, or even just look at the security footage of you at the store.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So they were brave.
This is actually the next person on in the Bling Ring squad actually probably is the most well-known, Alexis Nears. She's from the iconic meme. We've all heard it, where she's crying on the phone to Nancy Joe saying it wasn't 6-inch Louboutins. And, like, the mom keeps interrupting her as she's trying to leave a voicemail, and it keeps getting cut off. Just type in Alexis Nears meme phone call Nancy Joe's and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. basically, the whole story behind the meme was Nancy Joe was a Vanity Fair reporter. Alexis Nears, before she got convicted with the Bling Ring, already had a reality show with E! In the works.
Pretty wild, right?
Chelsea Handler was a producer on it.
Wait, she was?
Yeah, and it was going to be like the new Kardashians. And, like, it was about her and her sisters, and they all trying to be famous. They're all homeschooled by, like, their Buddhist mom, who was, like, it just was a ridiculous story. Like, the mom would teach them at home, and, like, they always had this saying of, like, and so it is, which is, like, a way to, like, get through life. Like, no matter what happens, it's just, like, and so it is.
Oh, yeah, like, it happens. So that I did watch because when I was in, like, eighth grade or something, it was on Netflix. So I watched, like, all the episodes, and I thought it was so good. But then one day when I was watching it, my mom told me, did you know those were the people that were involved in the Bling Ring?
Oh, yeah.
So then but they didn't, like, really touch on that in the show.
I know. And then they had to cancel the show because
I'm so surprised about the Chelsea Handler thing.
That's I know. Cool. I think she just wanted to get involved with producing, you know, when she already had a deal with E!
Try it out.
But Nancy Joe is a Vanity Fair reporter at the time. I don't know if she still is. But she did an iconic story on the Bling Ring called The Suspects Wore Louboutins. And Alexis got super mad because she's like, I wasn't even wearing Louboutins at court, which Nancy Joe claimed. And she even, like, because, you know, that just makes it seem even more ridiculous. Like, these teenagers robbed the rich and famous, and now she's wearing, like, designer items to the court case where she's defending that she didn't do it.
Yeah, because it kind of makes you think she's wearing stolen shoes to the court case.
I know.
Because, like, how would she afford it?
So Nancy Joe claimed she wore 6-inch Louboutins to the court, but Alexis states, and you'll see this in the meme video, that she was wearing BB kitten heels that were only $29, like a more reasonable
thing.
Like little
the BB
tiny
brand.
You know, conservative girl shoes. But and Alexis, she actually went on, I'm pretty sure she has a podcast now, and she went on Twitter earlier this year still defending herself, and she said, I literally have photos of me on the court day wearing BB shoes. So Nancy Joe lied about that. I wasn't wearing Louboutins.
So is it, for the most part, confirmed that she wasn't wearing Louboutins?
But Nancy Joe also did a comeback article at her this year and said, like, I think she just said, like, Alexis Nears is obsessed with her and needs to move on and all this stuff.
By the way, this is 2008,
obviously,
right?
You should never lie about stuff in an article, but the title, The Suspects Wore Louboutins, is just so iconic that I could see how, like, she could have lied to herself and pretended it was that.
Yeah, because that sounds way more just, like, it's, like, so ridiculous.
So a little bit into Alexis Nears. She claims that she was not a major part of the Bling Ring, even though she was caught on camera robbing Orlando Bloom's house. But she claims that she was so drunk that night, and she was friends with the other Bling Ring people, and they told her they were going to a house, and she didn't really understand what was going on because she was so drunk. But Nick Prugo claims that, like, she knew exactly what was going on and she was down to do it all. And the cops searched her house and they found a Marc Jacobs handbag belonging to Rachel Bilson from the OC and a Chanel necklace from Lindsay Lohan. So I don't know if, like, during that one drunken night, she just didn't know what she was doing when she took all these other designer items. But
oh, so she, like, stole them and, like, she was felt bad about it, but she still kept them.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, and this is what she says about the Vanity reason why she got so offended by Vanity Fair. This is a quote. She said, the bottom line is that Vanity Fair was the only media that I did during my whole entire trial. And Nancy Joe's promised me and my lawyer that she would present her, like, in a nice way. And she lied and painted a picture of me that made me even more unlikable. And she said, like, that article, like, sort of made it so, like, the court case for sure was going to make her guilty.
Okay.
Yeah. There also were four other members of the Bling Ring, but there's not really anything about them in the media, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Okay, you haven't mentioned this yet, but I want to know if this happened. Didn't they also, like, they didn't only rob houses. Didn't they also live the celebrity life by going to the, like, the crazy celebrity clubs?
Didn't that happened in the movie.
Yeah, I'm basing that off the movie.
I remember in the movie, I don't know if this happened in real life, but they did take some cash that they got from the celebrities' houses and, like, buy tables at VIP clubs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, so was there any info about that or no?
That wasn't on the Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
But their first celebrity victim was Paris Hilton, who lives in a gated community. And how they robbed her house was they used Google Earth to, like, look all around the gated community, all the outskirts, to see if there was anywhere
of getting in,
like any possible in. And they ended up finding like an entry that they could like climb up a hill and hop over the fence and get to her house.
That's crazy, sneaking into a gated community.
I know, hopefully they upped the security at these places. But yeah. They rang the doorbell of her house and nobody answered, and then they looked under the doormat and there was a key to get into the house.
Okay, I've heard about that, and that's so crazy. Like, Paris Hilton, a key under the doormat. Like, okay, I guess it makes sense because she lives in a gated community.
It's so sad. It's sad that stuff like this has to happen, because then, obviously, like, maybe you shouldn't have a key under the doormat if you're Paris Hilton, but, like, now she can't trust anyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I get why she did it, because I would be like, oh, I'm so safe, I live in a gated community. Like, what outlet? Who's going to do something?
Yeah. And they actually robbed Paris 5 times before she even noticed.
Okay, now that's... just like...
Oh, that's insane. Can you imagine having so much shit that, like, you don't even notice you got robbed for the first 5 times?
Yeah, like, maybe she isn't home that often, but still, like, I feel like you notice.
Yeah, it wasn't until the 5th or 6th time they stole $2 million worth of designer items that she finally was like, okay.
Wait, in one night they did that?
Yeah. They, like, because I think they robbed her 5 times, so, like, each time they got more and more confident, you know?
Oh, so for that night, they probably just stole all the jewelry.
Yeah, apparently they, like, allegedly they partied in her at-home club. Nick Prugo also alleges that they snorted cocaine while at her house that they found there.
What?
Yeah. But that's all allegedly. But Paris agreed to be in the Bling Ring movie, so I feel like she's...
kind of thought it was glamorous.
I don't know. But their next victim was Audrina from the Hills. They entered her house also by just an unlocked door. There was a door that was unlocked.
So nowadays it seems like everyone knows to lock their doors, but does everyone, like, I guess maybe you just, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was like an unlocked side door.
Oh, so yeah, it just is accident.
I know. Everyone has to start being OCD like me and, like, checking everything.
I know, like, making sure the stove's Joey, that has nothing to do with this.
But they took jewelry. They stole her passport. Like, that's just a fuck. That's a dick move. Like,
she has to go to the wherever and get a new one.
I know. Like, it's a dick move stealing jewelry and shit, but you're stealing my passport. Like, what, is that just a souvenir to you?
I would be so annoyed. Someone breaks into my house and shows nothing but my driver's license. I know, it's like, bitch.
That was just to be a dick.
Yeah.
They also stole her laptop computer, which that would be terrifying. Like, oh my God, what are they going to look at?
I know. Like, I have nothing bad on my hard drive or computer. Just as clips of my videos, but I'd still be so
frightened. My journal. I'm like, I don't want anyone reading that shit.
I know. I just, like, don't want anyone into that privacy.
They also stole her custom fit jeans. I don't know why it was. They didn't clarify it was custom fit. The value of the items they stole from Audrina was around $45,000.
Wait, can I just say something about the custom fit thing? The reason why it's making me laugh is because like, what I'm trying to say is that couldn't we custom fit?
I think we're gonna have to start the camera over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm not litter virus. I said that the camera stopped. What were you going to say about the custom fit?
No, the reason why I think it's so funny is because, I don't know if I'm right about this, but can't you get your jeans tailored for like $15? So, like, I'm laughing and it's like, boo, can't you do that?
I know, having to clarify, like, custom fit jeans. So her value of her stolen items was $45,000. She caught them on her security cameras and uploaded the footage online. So I think, I'm pretty sure this was the first time that the media started saying, like, okay, these are teens robbing houses and here's footage of it.
So it was dark out, but, like, so you couldn't see who they were, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they tried to, like, cover their faces and stuff, but, so they started getting media coverage at this point, and that didn't stop them from stopping, though. They kept going.
I'm surprised, because I picture, but maybe they were, yeah, I just would picture they'd stop now.
One
were
of
they
the
doing
next...
drugs, by the way?
Well, apparently they did cocaine at Paris Hilton's house and stuff.
But like just Dovey Knight, do you think? Well, I guess we don't know. Have
I'm not sure. But they also stole $300,000 worth of stuff from Rachel Bilson. She's from the OC. Nick, it's so funny that all this info is from the Nick guy. Like, I don't know who he talked to that can give all this info.
Oh, do you think, because he was like, wasn't he not into it? So maybe he was.
Yeah, that does kind of suck though, because like all the movie and everything is based off of his perspective, I feel like, because he's the one who talked to the press. But like Rachel Lee, the ringleader, like imagine if Nick was actually the ringleader and Rachel just has never gotten her story out because she's never talked to the press.
Yeah, that could be a bit of what but, happened. By the way, when you say OC, wasn't that like a big TV show?
Yeah, I never watched it, but I guess it was a big teen show. But Nick claims that during the Rachel Bilson robbery, he was so nervous and like scared. But Rachel Lee, the ringleader, was like weirdly calm. Like she kind of was just used to it at this point. It was just like walking through the house like it was her. She even took Nick wanted to rush and like rob and leave, you know?
Yeah.
But she like took the time to like go to the bathroom in Rachel's house or just kind of like dilly-dallying around.
That's creepy. How she's so chill with it.
Next up, they robbed Orlando Bloom because Rachel allegedly wanted his supermodel wife at the time, Miranda Kerr's lingerie. Like she was a Victoria's Secret model, so I guess like she just wanted to wear, she wanted lingerie like Miranda Kerr, but it was to the level where she was like, I might as well actually get Miranda Kerr's actual lingerie instead of just buying the Victoria's Secret.
It's like getting to the point where you're so used to having houses where it's I see someone on Instagram, it's like, I don't want to buy it. I want to have nails.
Like, that's what happens. Like, most time you'll see celebrities on Instagram, like you said, and you'll be like, oh, I kind of want to buy that shirt. But she was to the point where she's like, I'm just going to go to their house and steal it.
What the F?
But according to Wikipedia, once inside Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr's house, they stole a large amount of high fashion label clothing, Bloom's Rolex watch collection. Apparently had a whole entire Rolex collection.
Those are expensive.
They stole Louis Vuitton luggage. They even stole artwork. And all of it was around $500,000.
I'm picturing like them walking out of the house with 30-foot canvases.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rachel, the ringleader, was moving to Vegas to like live with her stepdad or something along those lines, and she wanted to like decorations for it, so they stole the artwork.
Bitch.
Yeah. Also, the ringleader allegedly also liked Megan Fox's clothes, so they robbed her next. And for some reason, while they were there, they even stole Megan Fox's husband's gun. He had a gun, and they were like, oh, might as well take this, too.
I'm so surprised this happened in real life. It sounds like something out of a movie.
I know. Their last victim, I'm pretty sure, their last major victim was Lindsay Lohan. And this was Rachel's biggest fashion icon. And they considered, and apparently this was, like, the biggest, like, most intense pinnacle. Because they were like, if we're going to rob Lindsay Lohan, like, this is to a whole nother level. Like, this is going to be the... like everything they ever wished for, I guess. Oh, like, their crime minds.
Like she was their favorite.
Yeah. They stole $130,000 worth of stuff while there. Apparently Rachel the whole time was like freaking the F out while in Lohan's house, just being like, I can't believe we're in her house, trying everything on. But Nick claims that like he was actually not able to enjoy it that much because he was so scared, because by this point they were like already getting so much media coverage.
Yeah. So do they end up getting caught at Lindsay's house? Or is that not what it goes?
I'm pretty sure she uploaded footage of them as well. And now I'm going to get into the fall of the Bling Ring.
I just can't believe how ballsy they were with trying on the clothes.
I know. So this was a couple of teens obsessed with fame and stuff. They rob all these houses thinking they're invincible. But it all came down on them. Now let's get into the fall of the Bling Ring.
Okay, I thought they were just going to keep
grabbing. I feel like I'm like reading a
grabbing
story to a classroom or something.
Oh my gosh, I just had a flashback to when you're in the library in elementary school and you read and look around.
Oh, that was so annoying. They read the book and then like do this and show all the photos to everyone. Do a scan.
Yeah, it's like, bitches, stop. And then,
someone who like, I remember sometimes like they would read chapter books to you in the library. Like during school, I'm like, I can't, are you really gonna expect me to pay attention to this?
I remember so many times just like playing with my feet or something.
And I was like, unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to listen to you read this book about skeletons or whatever. I remember this. Yeah. Do you ever read the book, The Skeleton Key?
I kind of remember that. I remember I used to read like weird kidnapping books when I was like in fifth grade, because we had to read a book like every 2 weeks or something. And I remember I used to read books like where someone was at a ball game and they got kidnapped and then the mom found them. But it was a kid's book. It was weird.
Oh my God. So what happened at the fall, which is kind of weird because I actually remember hearing that they got, I don't know if there's like multiple versions of this story that are out there, but I remember hearing that how they got caught was they would take the designer items and sell them on Venice Beach.
Oh,
you know that strip at Venice Beach where like there's all those people who have tables selling stuff?
Yeah, so
they would sell
do
stuff
it?
There. And I think that's, I remember thinking that's how they got caught, but according to Wikipedia, someone tipped the police off that Rachel Lee and Nick Prugo were responsible for Lindsay Lohan's robbery. They don't know who tipped them off, but they just said that. And the police went to Nick's Facebook. They saw he was friends with Rachel. And I'm pretty sure on his Facebook or MySpace or something, they saw photos of the different members like in the different stolen items.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't hear about the Venice one, but when I forgot where I heard about it in the movie or book, but I remember hearing that like they posted photos of them like with it.
Yeah. So Nick was arrested first and he denied everything to begin with. Then he ended up doing a whole 180 and actually confessing everything and even giving them more info than like they even asked for.
Like, wait, this is on the same day or another day?
I'm not sure, but he ended up like giving them even more like incriminating info on them that they weren't even after. Like, he admitted that like they were planning on robbing Miley Cyrus, Zac Efron, Hillary Duff, and Vanessa Hudgens.
Why would you admit for planning to do?
I know, like, he must have just like all the word vomit just came up and he just like even was like, and by the way, like, we also were intending to rob a few other people and here are the people. So they then arrested the remaining five members of the Bling Ring after Nick confessed everything. They searched the ringleader Rachel's house and found Lindsay Lohan's coat. They found nude photos of Paris Hilton that I guess she stole from her house. There was just nude Polaroids laying around and she stole them.
Were they like, have they been seen, like, were they seen before, like uploaded somewhere?
No, it was just like literally off of like a Polaroid camera.
Oh.
In Paris Hilton's house.
One of a kind.
And they also found 20K... in $100 bills at her house. Okay. Nears was, Alexis Near. Now I'm just going to go into what sentence everyone got. Is there anything else you want to know?
what I was just thinking about, it would be 200 $100 bills to get to 20,000. Yeah.
Wait, what?
It'd be 200. Because there's, yeah, because think about it. Oh, no, it'd be 220. It'd be 20 hundreds.
What's that? Really? That much.
No, it'd be 200. Wait, okay. I'm not even trying to be dumb. I got 100 mixed with 1,000.
Well, there's 10 in 1,000. So this times 10 by 20.
20. So 200, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. It'd be 200.
Make sure that's right before we move on.
Okay, it would be 200. You can call it.
I'm pretty
dumb,
sure that's right, but I don't want to have another reason for people to say you don't know shit.
Okay, 100 times what? What did you say?
Oh, just ask Siri.
Oh, 10 times Siri. 20. 10 times 20.
Ask Siri.
10 times 20 is 200.
Ask Siri.
Let's just move on. What should I ask?
I'm kidding.
Hey, Siri.
How many $100 bills are in $2,000?
20,000.
Oh, fuck. Something. Oh, I'm just going to ask Google. How many $100 bills are in $20,000?
It has to be 200. I just was wanting to know because I wanted to know how thick of a stack that was.
Like, it's not. It's just saying a bunch of other random shit. But,
either way, it's a thick stack.
So yeah, she had 20K.
Well, just a little fact: there would be 1,500 $100 bills and 150K. Interesting.
The more you know. So Alexis Nears, the meme girl. She was sentenced to 180 days in jail. I'm pretty sure she got the shortest sentence. She also had 3 years of probation and had to give $600,000 to Orlando Bloom. So I don't know how she came up with that.
Wait, well, I'm assuming they didn't still had the clothes, but that's
crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know. And apparently when she was in jail, she was next to Lindsay Lohan. Because Lindsay Lohan was also in jail.
Was this in the Beverly Hills jail?
I'm not sure, but she said that they never spoke. And she ended up actually only serving 30 days before they let her out.
Why was Lindsay Lohan in that jail?
I'm not sure.
DUI? I don't know.
Something of that sort. And actually, Alexis Nears was claiming she wasn't guilty. But then they ended up saying, like, Orlando Bloom's literally going to be at the court, going against you. And then that made her be like, okay, I'm guilty. Because she didn't want to go against him, you know?
Oh, yeah, because she knew she did it.
Rachel, the ringleader, was sentenced to 4 years in prison. And her prison coach, I don't know what, I guess you have a coach in prison, but her prison coach ended up talking to the media about her.
Okay, I'm just assuming you only have a prison coach when you're, like, in the tabloids or famous or rich.
Maybe you, maybe everyone who goes into prison has a prison coach. They're just being like, this is what you should expect. Like,
but can you have your prison coach do YouTube videos for you? So, like, this is what Jacob's doing in prison right now.
But the prison coach told the press that Rachel has taken full responsibility for her actions. Her attitude is that she is very much ready to go to prison and face the consequences. And the prison coach actually went against Nick's ringleader story and said, like, she said, this is a quote, "To be honest, Rachel has a learning disability. She doesn't have a particularly high IQ, and I find it hard to think she could have ever been the one to instigate the whole thing." So she went fully against Nick's thing and pretty much said Rachel wasn't intelligent enough to ever come up with all this, and it was definitely Nick.
But she was still involved in it. Like, that was...
Oh, she was involved in it, but she might have just been more of a follow-along.
Okay.
But we'll never know. She only served a year and a half before she was released because of good behavior. And Nick got 2 years in prison because... I forgot. I think his confessing got him off a little bit. And a detective on the Bling Ring case actually got in trouble because... they were working with movie producers for a movie about it, like, while the case was still going on, before, like, it was even all settled.
Oh, so they were telling them, like, what to put in the movie.
Yeah,
and then,
so people, they ended up actually investigating the detective because they were like, wait, like, are you actually involved in this too? Or, like, they started to get, like, fishy with him because, like, before he even had solved the case, he was already, like, shopping around a movie or something. But this leads me to...
That's, like, so fun. Like, not funny, but just so, like, what if you were investigating a murder case, but, like, also, like, writing a movie about it while you're doing it.
Doing YouTube story times about it every night.
Oh, yeah.
This brings me to affluenza, which is a theorized psychological disorder that supposedly affects people with a lot of money and they're young, like people who grew up in really rich families. And apparently, like, you just become, like, really guilty and depressed. And also, I've heard affluenza, it also just means, like, people who will do anything
For money,
success, fame, like any power. Like, they're willing to do anything and they don't feel any sort of guilt. So, like, I wonder, did the Bling Ring have some sort of affluenza?
Can we talk about the case in... So, like, I don't know all the details, but I just know that, like, there was a case in Texas where this teen was, like, almost killed people or something while driving, but his lawyer got him off with having affluenza because he was from a rich family.
Oh my God.
So, like,
crazy.
I just can't believe that it worked. Even though, like, when you get down to it, like, that shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. You shouldn't be able to just do crimes just because you grew up rich.
By the definition of affluenza, it seems like a lot of people would have it. Like, being like, oh, I just want to get the bangs.
I mean, you can't even see that, like, with just social media. Like, people are willing, even like the girl who ate her tampon to go viral, like, she was willing to, like, just give everything out and, like, just do something like that just to get attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, there's people who are going around. Like, if those weird challenges where people do, like, really weird stuff, like licking a toilet seat during Corona.
Maybe
or something.
Maybe it isn't affluenza. It just is attention seeker, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's everything
is
I've
that
gathered.
All of it?
That's, yeah. Do you have any other questions I can answer from my Wikipedia read?
I actually
had a lot of fun taking notes.
I know, like, it
sounds fun. I felt like I was,
fun.
Like, preparing for a school report or something.
You should have done a PowerPoint.
Oh, next time.
Let me think if I have anything that I really want to know.
Also, comment below or email us other juicy crimes you want us to cover so we can do this again in the future.
Do that, please.
We're now only going to be a true crime podcast.
But is, what happens with the clothes? Do they give them back, though?
Well, like... a lot of them were sold on Venice, so I don't think they ever got them back.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I'm not really sure.
Do you know if anything similar to this has happened in recent years?
I remember even in our hometown, there was, like, a string of robberies done by teenagers.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
It was all, like, in one day. Like, they hit house after house all in one morning.
Whoa. Oh, and then I guess, like, you told me, like, a year ago, like, that... by your apartment, like, there was, like, teens were breaking into houses or something.
Oh, for a few days. Yeah. I've been robbed before.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Me and my sister, when we lived in, when we first moved to LA, our apartment got robbed. But they didn't steal anything.
Did you have anything valuable?
Oh, that's, like, what's offensive. It's, like, obviously, nobody wants to get robbed, but we got broken into and nothing was of value to them. Like, they left empty-handed. They probably were just like, are you kidding me? Not one piece of valuable item. I think they were, actually, we found out later that they were after laptops, like electronics. And we had our laptops with us at work, luckily, thank God. But yeah, and they also broke open her safe, but she didn't have anything in it.
So what I'm assuming is when you're robbing, you aren't looking for like TVs, right? You're just looking for like either like luxury items or like a laptop, I guess.
I'm not sure.
I know.
But, that was our fault because we didn't lock the deadbolt.
But you still locked the actual, like, the
door.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, we should have locked them from that point on. We always knew, like, you have
to
lock the
deadbolt.
So
they couldn't break in if you locked the deadbolt?
Yeah, it was actually crazy because my brother-in-law came home before us. We all worked at the same thing. We all worked at Marvin at the time.
Yeah.
I was an actor, obviously. Stephanie did hair, and Jamie, I'm not sure.
Was
he,
like,
he
the
did.
Sound people?
I'm not sure, but my brother-in-law did something with, like, post-production. But he came home first, and apparently he was, like, kind of mad at first. He's like, what the F? Like, who... He, like, thought either me or Stephanie, like, wrecked the apartment to be annoying. Because, like, everything was all over the floor. All this shit was everywhere. Like, he was just like, what the fuck? Like, you're really going to leave the apartment like this? And then he found out, like, wait. And then saw, like, the crowbar marks on the door and everything.
So this happened at more apartments in that area? Like, in that
I'm pretty
complex?
Sure it happened, yeah, to a bunch of people, that apartment. This went around. But the weirdest thing about the whole thing was I had these wiener dog socks. These high socks that have wiener dogs on them. And those were by the front door. This always been puzzled me. Like, I don't know if he went through my drawer, saw the wiener dog socks, and was like, okay, I'm not gonna be able to sell this, but like, just for me, I kind of want it. But then, like, as he walked out the door, he left them by the door. So I don't know.
Oh, maybe he was like, I have too many things. Like, I don't want to steal this.
Yeah, maybe like one of the people, maybe it was like a 2-person team robbing, and one of them wanted the wiener dog socks. But then the other one saw him and was like, are you kidding? Don't take up room in our bag for these dumbass wiener dog socks. We're not taking these.
When I'm picturing this, I'm just picturing the two guys from Home Alone.
Oh, but it's so funny because I always thought to, like, if they knew who John Cena was, because during this time, like, for some reason, I don't know who it was, like, a producer or something on Fred gave me a photo of me and John Cena, like, a framed photo. So I didn't
took
have
it?
Any, they, like, gave me that for some, like, as a gift.
Yeah.
And I had no decorations. Remember, like, as a joke, I put the framed photo next to my bed in my apartment. So yeah. I always wondered if, like, the robber saw the photo of John Cena and was like, oh my God, is this John Cena's apartment?
Oh my gosh, I want to know. He's like,
or
wait.
Like, oh my God, this is a John Cena fan's apartment. Because I had like a photo like of me and him at a meet and greet.
That's so funny. I thought you were going to say they took it.
Oh,
and I was
no,
like, oh my
pissed.
Gosh. Do you still have that photo framed by your bed?
No, it's not. I have to put that back.
Oh, you need to tape it everywhere.
I know. Well, that's our first true crime. Thank you for coming along on the journey.
Yeah, I found that very interesting. Thanks for looking that up.
No problem. I did a lot of research. It took about 40 minutes.
I guess what my ending thought is like, I'm surprised, but also I guess this takes a lot of bravery that hasn't happened to celebrities or people in the spotlight more with like teens, because I just picture them to not like. I don't know, maybe they just don't.
Yeah.
They just didn't understand, like, oh, this is really bad. I don't
I guess
but
everyone
I'm glad
has like such
hasn't.
Intricate security systems now.
Yeah, like
like literally every house has a Ring doorbell. Like everyone has a security camera now.
I know. So if you're robbing the house, you're basically just like asking to go to jail for like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah. Do not do it if you're thinking about starting a bling ring.
Oh, if you think it's funny, it ain't
but
cute.
I actually also read about the movie, the movie adaptation with Emma Watson. Apparently some people, it actually got like really mixed reviews because some people were like, oh my God, this is amazing how you capture this. But other people thought it was like such a shallow movie. Like they're like, oh, like you could have gone so much more in depth with these characters. Like it seemed like all you're doing is showing like the aesthetic and like the glamour of it all. And like not really going deep into like the minds of the people. But some people have argued that like the director did that on purpose to like show like how shallow everything was in 2008.
Oh, okay. So when you first said that, I was like, wait, that's true. Because in a way, like they're just making it like seem like how glamorous they lived when they were robbing the houses. But
yeah,
but it like, even if the director wasn't doing that, it's cool to think that the people behind the movie were like not going into what they were thinking during it, like what the, how the
yeah, apparently,
childhood
like,
level.
They, because... they think that the director yeah, just wanted to show how like vapid everything how, like, vapid the culture was.
Yeah, because, like, they just, like, did it. Like, it wasn't any, like...
Yeah, and it was also just, like, they might not have even been, like, these really deep ulterior motives or, like, some deep reasoning, like, psychological reasoning. It might have just been just because they were shallow and wanted money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is kind of interesting, because I feel like if it would have gone deep, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it kind of worked for that movie how they did it, because, like, just like you, just, I don't know if that was the goal, but it kind of does show, like, oh, like, it wasn't, they just did it because they wanted the clothes.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
One more thing. I wonder if they did it because they kind of wanted to get caught. Is that like a theory? Because they kind of wanted to be famous for once.
Oh my God. I never even thought about that. Like, you know, they finally got, it's like almost like the secret was real. Like they wanted to be like these scandalous Lindsay Lohan, these scandalous tabloid Paris Hilton, and have all this money and designer items. And they actually got that. They got the designer items. They got the money. They got to go to the clubs and be with the VIPs. And they also got like tabloid to be like the crazy tabloid scandal.
Yeah, because this isn't even similar, but you could put this into mind. Like, what if I was a YouTuber with zero subscribers, but I just kept hating on these YouTubers? Those were my videos, just hating on them. But like, but then you just do it for, because then like one video might do good, so then you just do it for the negative attention. So maybe, I don't know if this is a failure or not, but like, would it, like, they might have done it for, like, they didn't want to get cut, but maybe they wanted, they did it to get, I don't, okay.
Wait, when you actually think about it though, like, you could say at first, like, oh, they didn't want to get caught, blah, blah, blah. But then they were literally in the media. The bling ring was everywhere. Like, everyone knew about it. Celebrities knew about it in LA. And they still wanted to keep doing it to feed the narrative. Like, you would think once you got caught in the security camera from Adrina Patridge, you'd be like, okay, we had our fun. We've already stolen literally $3 million worth of stuff, or $1 million or whatever, from Paris Hilton. Like, we could stop now. But that wasn't enough for them. Like, it's almost like they wanted to keep pushing it. And they almost, maybe they did want to get caught.
I don't know. Like, thinking to it, this is all alleged, but I kind of do think they wanted to get caught so then, like, people could see their faces. And they'd be like, people know who I am.
I didn't even realize, like, obviously, I thought it was ridiculous that they kept robbing even after everyone was after them, but... like, that's funny that they couldn't bring themselves to stop.
Because I think it makes sense, like, why they would want to get caught, because then people can see their face, know their name, so then that they can have the satisfaction of
then
being,
they even
like,
got a whole movie made
Lindsay
about
Lohan.
Them.
Yeah, and they, like, have the satisfaction of, like, people know me, like, I'm not just an average person.
But then they
had
to go to, like, prison and stuff.
But, like, didn't they probably not care, because they were like, I'm glamorous, who cares?
Who knows, maybe they were literally... they literally didn't care and were sociopaths.
I don't know. I'm just like, want to dive in deep and know how it works.
But, probably never know. I actually feel like eventually they'll probably all do in-depth interviews, like even the Rachel and stuff, like in 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, because I guess in retrospect, it's only been 10 years, which, like, you might as well let, like, I feel like they'd kind of feel uncomfortable still.
Yeah, so, like,
it.
What the story that we think happened probably, like, will change completely as, like, the other people give their stories.
Yeah. Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
So if you learned anything from this, do not rob. Do not do that. And just
treat people with kindness.
Thank you guys for listening. Subscribe.
Follow our Twitter and Instagram if you want.
Peace the F out.
Bye.